Random Tumblr Ficlet and Harry Potter Meta. Written by Hippity Hoppity Brigade. Read by Dr. Fumbles McStupid. My favorite thing ever is how Ron just sent Charlie a random letter like, "Hey, yo, there's an illegal dragon at Hogwarts. Could you come and smuggle it out of here, please?" And Charlie was just like, "Yeah, sure. I'll trespass into the castle and steal a dangerous magical creature. Of course. Let me just hit up my friends." It's better if you imagine Charlie and co. as a group of grad students trying to avoid their other responsibilities. Charlie is drunkenly revising the third draft of his thesis paper on proper care and feeding of greenhorns when his family owl slams into the window. Three of his friends jump and look around. Glinda doesn't raise her head from her folded arms, only groans, "Is that Baines coming to do me in?" Charlie totters to the window and fetches Errol from the windowpane. "No such luck," he says. "You're still going to have to take the exam." After some consideration, Charlie lays him on a clear patch of floor to recover. "Do owls take fire whiskey?" he asks the room at large. "It's not fair!" Glinda wails into the tabletop. "I swear he didn't say anything about Bridgewort's handling practices when we did the review in class." "Oh, Merlin," says Allie,
freezing over their notes like a Medusa Werven had bitten them.
"Oh, Merlin's sweet saggy socks. Is he covering Bridgewort?" "That's what he said when I went to his office hours." Glinda sits up. "You know his lap dragon singed my new sweater?" Charlie decides not to give Errol a nip of fire whiskey. Flying under the influence is really not done. He unties the letter from Errol's leg. Ron's childish, spiky handwriting spells out Charlie's name on the front. Inside is a hastily scrawled message. "Yes, we know it ruined your sweater," snaps Isabel. "You told us 20 times. Why didn't you tell us that Baines told you we were going to be tested on Bridgewort?"
"I meant to," says Glinda. "Sorry." She flicks her pile of notes. "I was lost in the miasma of gloom and desperation."
Allie puts their head back and groans. "I'm going to die. I'm going to say fuck it and just fucking walk into a dragon's mouth so I don't have to do this."
"Hey," says Charlie. They don't hear him.
"How much is this worth again?" Glinda asks her bottle of butterbeer.
25%.
Allie and Isabel chorus. Isabel adds, "And the thesis is 50% of our total grade."
"Hey,"
Charlie repeats. They look at him. He waves Ron's letter. "My littlest brother at Hogwarts has an illegal dragon he needs to get off campus. Anybody up for a midnight flight?" Allie slams their hands down on the table and stands up. "Fuck yes," they say decisively. "Maybe I'll fly into a whomping willow and die a quick death."